as presented by the Clinton High School Athletic Boosters. And the Candlelight Inn, our female athlete of the month, is Corinne Sattler. Corinne, just recently at the state cross country, your third trip out, how has each trip been a little bit different?
I would say my sophomore year was my first time, and I really didn't have much to expect. I was just going out to have fun and race a lot of fast people. And then junior year was definitely different because we were in 3A, so we didn't have as many girls that were like as fast in the big packs. And then this year was also very different because it was just a lot of girls, couldn't see much. It was hard to move around in those big packs, but was able to come out with a decent time, and I was just really happy with my season.
So yeah, what was it like to be back in class 4A?
It was definitely different. I had a little bit of nerves at the start of the season just because it is an expectation of like, okay, 4A is harder to go to state than 3A is, but with the team that we had and the girls that I had to practice with, like I had no doubt that we were going to be able to have success and go to state.
So we're on to basketball, and you open up the season with an impressive win. I would imagine you and the other girls are hopeful for an outstanding year.
Yeah, we're really looking at a good amount of wins this season. I mean, even going to state is a talk right now. Like, I really do think we can accomplish that goal. We really do mesh well with each other, and we just are all really hardworking girls.
As I can recall, last year, your game really kind of came together toward the end of the year. You became more of an offensive threat.
Yeah, I think it was definitely just a confidence type thing. I've always loved basketball since I was really young, but in high school it's definitely different, and just learning how to play with these girls once they come in is just really the key, and I think we're all going to do really well.
So after basketball, of course, we get into track, and I know you're excited about that. You're going to have to run 4 800s every meet, or do you have any idea?
I'm hoping I don't have to, because Campbell is definitely an 800 girl as well, but I'm sure I'll be running at least a few in each meet, but 800 is definitely my race, so I'll take it.
A senior, of course, so college, I would imagine, is in the future. What are your plans?
Well, I'm looking at a few schools right now, hoping to run track at. It's been a little hard with the major that I'm wanting to go into. I'm hoping to go into ultrasound and sonography, and so looking into that major with the schools, it's been all right.
I would imagine you have to go to a Division I school for a program like that.
Well, I've been looking at D1, but D2 has really caught my eye. Looking at Grand Valley State right now, they just won nationals for cross country, and they're really, really competitive, just super nice team, and they got my major. So, and then there's just a few schools around here like you and I and Drake that fall into that D1 level that also look really nice, but we'll see.
Would it be cross country and track on the college level?
So far with talking to the college coaches, I mean, my interest is in track, but just because I'm a mid-distance girl, I would end up running cross country, maybe not racing for them, but like at least practice with them just to keep that, just to keep running around the season.
And finally, so I would imagine science is probably one of your favorite subjects.
I actually really like math, but I don't even have a math class right now. But yeah, I'm in a lot of like medical classes with college anatomy and physiology, and just I'm into the health stuff.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.